Hi, I'm Paul Harris filling in for McGraw. A couple of nights ago, I went to a screening of a new movie that just opened up yesterday, which, let's see, how hard is it to describe? It's got Seth Rogen, it's got Craig Robinson, it's got Jay Baruchel, it's got James Franco, it's got cameo appearances by Emma Watson and Michael Cera, it's got Danny McBride, it's got all these people playing themselves in a story that starts off like, oh, we're just going to have a Hollywood party, and then everything goes to hell. Or perhaps the other way. It is raunchy, but it is very funny. And before we bring in our guest, let's hear a little clip from This Is the End.
Take inventory of all the food we have.
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, Nutella, CT Crunch, a Milky Way.
Can I have that Milky Way?
No, you can't have the Milky Way. It's my special food. I like it.
I want some of the Milky Way.
I'd be pretty bummed if I don't at least get a bite of the Milky Way.
That last voice there is my next guest, Craig Robinson, who you know from his years on The Office and doing voice work for The Cleveland Show. The first time I ever saw Craig was several years ago on a Comedy Central Awards show when he and Jerry Minor did a bit that made me roll off the couch laughing called Somebody's Doing My Lady. And so I'm glad to have him joining me today. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Wow. Thank you very much. I'm great. Good morning.
That was a very, very funny bit. And I actually was going to play a piece of it this morning, and we realized there's no part of it that I can play on morning radio.
That's not true. Maybe no part of the chorus, yes.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Well, yeah, it's the chorus that we would have to play, and we can't play, unfortunately. So how did you get... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, no, the part you could just play is somebody, and then that's it.
That's it. So how did you get roped into this project by Rogan and his partner, Evan Goldberg?
They simply approached all of us, you know, and said... you know, one by one, it was like, "Hey, this is, we got this idea, but before we write it, are you interested?" And then they, you know, we were all like, "Yeah, we're interested." And then they came up with it, and it was like, "Okay, we're doing this. This is fun."
So they told you the idea first, and then they rounded up who would be in it before actually writing the script.
Yes, I mean, it was, but not with the cameo. The cameos, you kind of got lucky. And some people could make it, you know, some people couldn't schedule it. And then they got real lucky with, like, a Rihanna and stuff like that. But, yeah, they wrote it according to who, you know, because you can't write it, you know, and then switch it around. They had to make sure the guys who were going to be on board.
Because everybody is essentially playing themselves as a Hollywood star, or at least a version of themselves. I guess we should put it that way, right?
Version. Yes, there are parts that you will see that that I do in real life, like singing my song "Take Your Panties Off."
Yeah.
And there are other parts that you won't see. You know, I think there's a part where I admit to murder, and that's just not me.
One of my favorite scenes of yours in the movie is where there's something outside, and you have drawn the short straw, or in this case, the burnt match, to have to go outside to get to the basement to get water because everybody's thirsty and there's no water in the house. And there's a conversation that you have with the guys. They've got a rope tied around you, and you say, "Okay, if I pull this twice, you pull me back in." And they will not commit to pulling you back in.
Brian kicks that off. He's like, "Yeah, we're trying." And I'm like, "You try?" He's like, "Well, yeah, you kind of have it, so, you know, we can't promise." So, yeah, it was those kind of moments, man. We just would laugh. But then, of course, once I got outside, you know, and I got into my actor mode, I was like, "Wait a minute. This is not cool that they did that."
I'm curious about scenes like that, how much you and Danny and the others got to just wing it.
I think I was all winging it right there, you know, because I think it was like, okay, the line was, if I pull twice, you know, y'all pull me back in. And then Danny, like, threw that stuff out there. So every scene, you had an opportunity to improvise. And, you know, it was encouraged because, you know, what's in the moment and what makes you laugh and makes us surprise is always going to win over what's, you know, normally there usually. So, I mean, it was a dope script. mean, you just mess around all over it.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated by process, particularly stories like this, Craig, because, you know, they call you and they say, do you want to do the movie? And they tell you what it's about, and you're going to be playing yourself. And then do they ever come to you and say, okay, you write this part for yourself, or what do you want to do at this part? I mean, how much did you actually get to contribute to the ideas behind the script?
We had a meeting before we shot, you know. They had the script was all out and everything, but we had a meeting before we even went away to New Orleans to shoot, and they want to discuss character. What do you think? This is our idea for your character, and what do you think? And you know, and then that's when you get to put in or not put in. But and then when you improvise, it's just that. So yeah, you could steer them in the right direction or let them keep going the way they want it to go.
Is there
in my case? I was like, I'm cool with what y'all got.
So there was nothing where you said, I am not doing that.
Well, there was one, like, I was on camera, and you know, and they're pitching jokes to me. Okay, Craig, say this. And then Evan pitched a joke about Mother Teresa, and I said I couldn't do it. So, yeah, that was the one time.
Wow, you know, considering everything else that's in the movie, it's nice to know there is a line.
There is a line.
Talking with Craig Robinson, who you know from all of his years as Daryl Philbin on The Office. Congratulations on that run, by the way.
Thank you very much, though.
Would you like to do another TV series?
Yeah, that was TV is fun, you know. It's and if it could be something, you know, if lightning could strike twice, that would be awesome. Matter of fact, I did a pilot for NBC this year, and it didn't get picked up, but it's not dead yet. So it's like it's an interesting place to be in. So I don't know. I might be back on TV, you know, within the year.
Is that a show that you came up with? Your concept?
Yeah, you know, I used to be a school teacher in Chicago, so that's what it was based on. And I'm also I'm in a band, The Nasty Delicious. So it's based on me being my headphone came up. It's based on me being a band leader, you know, and all about the nightclub scene. And then, but I substitute teach on the side for cash. And then one day they told me into the music room, and I'm like, oh, I can really do this.
Yep.
And hilarity ensues.
And you actually did that in the early parts of your career. You mentioned you were a school teacher. You taught music. I think it was in Hammond, Indiana, just outside Chicago, right?
I taught in Hammond, yes, the first year. And then I went to Chicago, actually.
Did you like the experience of being a teacher?
Yeah, it was a lot of things to like about it, and a couple things to dislike. But for the most part, it was great, and I get some feedback from the kids. Even now, you know, they'll hit me up on Twitter and stuff, and you know, just some of them thank me. You know, like, I'm so glad you had me sing or had me do this. And blah, blah, blah. So it's really cool.
And by the way, can I borrow some money?
the kids haven't come there yet, but there are some people out there who ask for that, and you know, hey, I'm sure you would ask if you didn't need it. So there you go.
Yeah. Now I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who's going to go see This Is the End, but I do warn people: while it is very funny, it is incredibly raunchy. I tell people that because I hate when people complain, oh, man, that was really, really, you know, I didn't like this or that. And I say, well, you know, I'm warning you ahead of time. If you're going to complain about anything in a movie, don't go see this one. But if you can take it and you want if you want funny, then you should go. Would you say that's a pretty good disclaimer?
That was a pretty good disclaimer, yeah. I think this is one of the movies where people are not going to want to have missed out because a lot of people are already talking about it. But yeah, it is raunchy, and it is wild, and it is crazy. So yeah, there's your disclaimer.
All right, before I let you go, there can't be a sequel to This Is the End for obvious reasons. People will see when they get to the end of the movie. But I hear
I don't know anything's possible.
Well, of course, anything's possible. But but speaking of sequels, I hear that there's talk about a Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Is that true?
Oh, sir, I'm in New Orleans right now. We just finished our second week of filming.
Really?
So, yes.
Same cast?
Maybe.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Craig, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. And congratulations on the movie.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is Craig Robinson, one of the stars of This Is the End, the Raunch Fest that opened up yesterday and is going to do pretty good box office this weekend, I think. It is okay. It's up against the Superman movie, but they are not anywhere near the same category. You got superheroes versus real-life Hollywood celebrities poking fun at themselves and getting pretty gross while doing it, too. I keep giving you that disclaimer because I don't want anybody coming back to me later and saying, you recommended that movie and it was disgusting. Yes, I'm telling you right now, it's disgusting.
And you liked it.
I laughed out loud.